With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is resurfacing his argument that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky doesn't have the cards to continue on the battlefield.
President Trump made the comment while discussing his new plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump has long had a tough relationship with the Ukrainian leader. President Trump says he expects Ukrainian President Zelensky to respond to his new plan in less than a week. Mr. Trump told reporters Mr. Zelensky will have to approve the new plan.
As correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, Ukrainian President Zelensky facing a corruption scandal in his government as well as battlefield setbacks. European leaders are meeting in South Africa to discuss alternatives to a U.S. plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine.
European leaders are in South Africa hashing out alternatives to a U.S. plan to stop Russia's war in Ukraine, a plan that's seen as favoring Moscow. The plan sparked alarm in Kyiv, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying Friday that his country could face a stark choice between standing up for its sovereign rights and preserving the American support it needs. Zelensky says Ukraine's representatives at the meeting know how to protect Ukrainian national interests and exactly what is needed to prevent Russia from carrying out a third invasion, another strike against Ukraine. The U.S. plan proposes that Ukraine hand over territory to Russia and offers limited security guarantees to Ukraine. A top official says Ukrainian envoys will meet a U.S. delegation in Switzerland to discuss the proposal after President Donald Trump said he wants Ukraine to respond by next week. I'm Donna Warder.
The Trump administration proposing new drilling off of the California and Florida coasts for the first time in decades. This is SRN News. Europe's churches are burning. Correspondent Michael Harrington has more.
The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has released a new study that indicates the number of arson attacks on houses of worship has doubled. There were 94 attempts to burn down churches on the continent in 2024, twice as many as the year before. Meanwhile, there were more than 2,200 separate attacks on Christians and their property last year, with the most taking place in France, followed by the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Russian crackdown on religious freedom continues. Three more Baptist churches have been shut down for failing to register with the government. These congregations are members of the Council of Baptist Churches, which has never registered with the government and vows never to do so. The Russian regime has been moving against all unregistered religious churches in the past couple of years, passing new restrictions on their actions. Only the Russian Orthodox Church, which has close ties to Vladimir Putin, appears to be having true religious freedom. Republicans are hoping to make changes to AI regulation in the U.S. Senator John Curtis from Utah says his colleagues are working hard to strike the right balance.
Part of the conversation is if we get this wrong, if we overregulate, we know this will just go overseas, particularly to China. If we underregulate, we also do our constituents a misservice.
President Trump is considering pressuring states to stop regulating artificial intelligence, as some in Congress also consider whether to temporarily block states from regulating AI. Brazil's Supreme Court ordering the arrest of former President Jair Bolsonaro over claims he was planning to escape before starting his 27-year prison sentence for leading a coup attempt. Bolsonaro, who has been under house arrest, was taken into custody yesterday in Brasilia after his ankle monitor was reportedly violated. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.